The purpose of Via Sport is to really champion positive changes so every British Columbian has an opportunity to thrive through sport. And that's whether they're an athlete, a coach, an official, a spectator, or volunteer, or a sponsor. We want to see everyone out there staying physically active, connected to each other by being part of a sport culture. One of our approaches in terms of building an active British Columbia is to remove barriers and obstacles to participation. And so one big one is for people living with disabilities. We have lots of expertise in Canada and BC that will help people build the competence and the confidence to invite people living with disabilities into their sport, but they don't have access to it. And so that was the dilemma and the problem of how do we connect motivated coaches and officials and parents with information around sport and accessibility. And so we approached Microsoft and said, do you have any suggestions about how we do this in a user-centric, people-centric way? And that's where their idea of leveraging the bot came from.
We came up with something that we thought would meet their unique challenges. The big problem was that you get 13,000 pages of information and no way of knowing what would be ideal. Having a method of narrowing that down to be things that were already pre-vetted, if you will, was a valuable thing.
So we thought that building a chatbot for Via Sport would be a great way to get these resources to athletes of all abilities in a much more streamlined way. One of the emerging technologies that Microsoft offers as of last year is the bot framework. And this is a way to easily build chatbots in a much more natural and easy to access way. So at its core, a bot is really just a piece of software that automates some kind of task. But in this case, the task that we're automating is conversation. Now these bots can live on the web, they can live within websites, like we're starting with the Via Sport bot, we're going to have it hosted in their site. But they can also live in platforms where the users already exist. So something like Skype, Messenger, Kick, Slack, all these different channels are also ones that we can plug into and be able to provide that conversational interface where the users are already used to accessing technology. We set out to build a bot that was going to provide a bunch of resources to athletes with disabilities. And what we ended up with was accomplishing all of those goals that we initially set out to, but also going beyond to implement some really cool features that can help not only to find the resources for these athletes, but also help change the conversation and improve the atmosphere for people of minorities within sport.
We know that when it comes to people dealing with disabilities, like there are so many ways that people talk about it, or there are so many offensive terms that are out there that can be used to call that disability. So my role within this project is to make sure to match those offensive terms that people could potentially enter within the database when they're asking a question and replace it to something so much preferred rather than using the offensive term.
So if the user uses an outdated or offensive term, the bot itself will respond subtly with a term that is actually more appropriately used.
We wanted to provide metrics or analytics so that Via Sport could look at the results of people using the bot and make it smarter and add more functionality or add more information based on what people were asking for.
We've been able to see what are people wanting to know, and that's going to help us. We're a small but mighty team, but that will dictate where we put some of our resources, where we can maybe say, well, there isn't currently a toolkit around this, so let's pull our experts together, bring in other external experts and do this. So I think it's going to help us do our business better and probably a little bit more focused, which is exciting.
It's been really amazing to have 4 people from Microsoft, 1 developer from the community, and 1 member from Via Sport all working together on this project, because we get that wealth of experience to really build an application that can be used by everybody. And now we've got one that can have a full conversation with the user, you know, start to finish, learn what the user wants to do, understand why they want to do it, and then spit out results that are very customized to that exact query.
We're a small nonprofit organization, and so we have to be really careful around how we use our resources. And so if we can use technology that is user-centric, easy to maintain and sustain, then we can focus on what we know best, which is the content and the people. And so this is one of the things that excites us about this technology, is we don't need a technology department to sustain it. We just need to connect good technology with smart people.
We would like to be innovative. We want to do things differently, and it's not for the purpose of just being different, but the sports sector, as many sectors, non-for-profit sectors, often get stuck in this is the way it's been, this is the old adage, it's never been done that way before. So if we can do something helpful and and long-term have more people signing up and playing sport and then being more healthy individuals, then the world is a better place. And that's our philosophy overall.